G'day, g'day, and welcome along to the podcast for The Rush Hour. It is with Andrew Embley, it is with Katie Lamb, myself, Leechy the anchor, it is with Joel, the producer, and don't forget, Pointy Pineapples.
Pointy Pineapples. If you see any of the teams, so me, Embers.
Katie and Embers.
Yeah, me, Embers, no Joel, he's got a red beard, or Leechy. He's always at the motorplex.
Sorry, I'm the poor one out of, well, the three that are on air. And I'd imagine Joel gets paid absolute nothing, so.
Well, for yourself.
I do a lot in the alleyway behind the Triple M building.
Oh, is that how you
that earns
yourself?
My extra keep that pays the rent, but let's not get into that. But Pointy Pineapples is correct.
If you see any of us out at the pub, you come up to us, you say Pointy Pineapples, and we will buy you a beer. But it's the first person, now, and then that's
the
it.
Other thing, and it's a small beer. It's a midi.
No. We don't want to get a reputation from this team.
Big beer.
That we drink pots on this team. We are a pints team.
The other one thing I want to specify, our mates don't count.
Our mates don't count.
Yes.
That is another. Me and Leechy between us are writing the T's and C's.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Lamb, if you're listening, it does not count for you, okay?
No.
Correct,
Phils?
Yeah.
No.
If you come up to me, I'll be filthy.
Yeah,
I
filthy Phil.
Yes.
Exactly.
He'll say, fill me up, buttercup, fill me up.
Glad that's what you're going with, because that could be awkward.
Anyway, Pointy Pineapples, get around it. And that is if anyone's listening to the pod, which I don't think anyone is, apart from Mitch. Shout out, Mitch. Hey.
Mitch from Gosnells.
Oh, we get some good downloads. Don't you worry. We get some people listening.
This is for the diehard Rush Hour fam.
Yeah.
They're the Pointy Pineapple crew. Yeah.
And Mitch, who got all the tattoos of Ember's signature, he got a little lamb, he got Xavier Ellis, he got the Triple M logo.
Yeah, in 10 years when he's moved on to his next radio show, that's the number one love of his life. And someone's like, what's that little lamb on your elbow? He's like, oh, I've got a story for you.
Yeah. Bob Lamb, have you waited? Whoa.
All right, wrap it up, PG.
Podcast today, what gift did you buy that was really for yourself? And what was the drama with your wedding? Here's your podcast. Enjoy your weekend.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Florian in a Luwaru and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. You win some, you lose more.
133353, what gift did you buy that was really for yourself? Embers, you've probably done this, no doubt, but there's a golf course in Fremantle that needs a bit of a revamp, right? So the City of Fremantle councillors have basically gotten together and decided that they want to spend $19 million to give it a bit of a makeover to include a new clubhouse, multi-storey driving range, retail, food and beverage facilities, and a realignment to integrate into Buyimbara Park. I imagine that's
We love golf, though, Lammy.
It just reeks of a bunch of guys getting together and being like, I'm bored of the other golf courses. Let's let's spend lots of money on this one and make it fun.
There's too many parks around at the moment that have got swings, and we just need to get rid of all the children, all the kids, all right, and let's just get rid of it all, and then we can actually have a little par three course.
Yeah, forget the rundown toilet blocks that you can't use that are disgusting. Forget the
because
parks.
Because, fair
the kids.
To say... What about me?
Yeah. Well,
it
somebody
isn't fair.
Think of the children.
Do you remember when Homer Simpson got that 10-pin bowling ball for March? And had his fingers into the ball, and he goes, well, what was I supposed to do? Like, cut your hand off and like put your fingers in it, you know? So that was definitely for Homer.
Yeah, it reeks of just a few guys getting together and wanting a new golf course. So they thought, you know, we'll just paint it like where this is a gift for everyone, really is for them. 133353, what gift did you buy that was really for yourself?
Yeah, I remember when I started going out with my wife, Katie. It was for about maybe a couple of months we were going out just before the 2017 AFL Grand Final. And as you know, Lammy, I love Grand Final week. And I spent a lot of time with her and we were getting on really, really well. But I was like, I don't think I can actually leave her, you know. And so so I said, hey, how about this for an idea? How about I take you to the AFL Grand Final.
Goodbye, you.
I didn't
that
have
is
much interest
you.
In actually taking her over there, but I just go, the only way I'm going to be able to go is if I bring her with me. But you know what? We're still together and we're going very well, so it was a good decision in the end.
So you basically brought her over and just bailed on her with the boys for a few days and then came back.
I brought her over and then I said, do you reckon I can borrow your credit card?
1-3-3-5-3. What gift did you buy that was really for yourself?
Well, the City of Fremantle, a few councillors gotten together and want to spend $19 million to revamp a golf course. And you can just tell that they're all men and they just want to basically have a new golf course.
Sounds like a pretty good investment to me, $19 million for a new golf course. We love golf, Lammy.
We do.
There's a lot of people out there that really like to maybe leave the family house and go and play some golf.
Correct.
Yes.
What gift was really for yourself, Jason's from Kelmscott. Hello.
Hey, guys. I bought my wife a very thoughtful 14th year anniversary present.
Yeah.
After going to a couple of wineries and her pointing out the people coming and going from boats and saying that it was very nice. I bought her a 32-foot Flybridge fishing cruiser named after her.
Oh!
Jace.
I see what you've done there, Jace.
You're very good, Jace, yeah.
You've bought yourself a fishing boat, but you've named it after her.
I did. The funny thing is she's definitely scared of the water and can't swim.
And hates fishing.
That is absolutely perfect, Jace.
So
I thought it was. It's worked out really well.
So what's her name?
Her name is Rachel.
And you're saying, so I'm just taking the Rachel out to do some fishing, considering you hate the water, so at least one Rachel likes it. You know what I mean? So that's really
exactly
thoughtful,
right,
Jace. Yeah, well, good on you.
Look, I thought it was. I thought it was something we could go on dates with after she pointed out.
Good on you.
I thought it was nice.
Have you been able to get your 15th year anniversary yet, or has she taken Rachel as well?
No. I still own all of my Rachel. So
good. My own. Oh dear, that's good on International
sorry,
Women's Day.
Her Rachel.
just to be very clear. Good on you, Jays. Let's go to Leah from Hamilton Hill. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Leah. What did you buy that was really for yourself?
Actually, wasn't me. It was my ex-husband who bought me a gift, which was really for him.
Great.
Yeah. Is that why he's your ex?
Yes, that's exactly why he's my ex. He was not one for buying presents. Valentine's Day came around one year and he decided to buy me a fishing rod. Not that he'd ever take me fishing.
Okay.
A wonderful present, fishing rod.
It seems to be a little bit of a trend here at the moment. I mean, Jason bought the fishing boat. Now Leah's ex-husband got her a fishing rod. I mean, next caller will just buy his ex of fish in general. Leah, so you never took that rod out for a little, how you going? Hook, line and sinker?
Never saw it after that day. Don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, you never saw him either. Thanks for your call, Leah.
Let's go to Kenny from Atwell. Hello, Kenny.
How are we going?
Kenny, we're going well. Ken Friday dog. Afternoon, you can't complain. Tell us.
Telling.
So my wife and I got married. On our honeymoon, we travelled to Sydney to go to her friend's wedding. And then the next day, we went to the Bathurst 1000.
Oh, God. Yes.
Here we go.
I'm all for that.
What'd you do?
No, we went to Bathurst 1000, which is, you know, obviously full of men. And the best thing was... She didn't have to line up for the toilet because there's hardly any females there.
Well, you know what, Kenny? I will say, on behalf of a woman who has a very small bladder, especially after a couple of drinks, no line to a toot is fantastic. So that is kind of a good present.
Winning.
Kenny, well done. But the Bathurst 1000, is that what it's called? Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's the car race. It's the biggest race in Australia for the year.
Awful. No.
Oh, come on.
No, boring. Did she hate
Kenny.
It?
It's racing around a track. You know, it's what us men love.
Just go out and watch the streets of Subi. Watch those cars race around the bloody bend on Roberts Road.
Yeah.
Straight down Northbridge.
Yeah. Just go to the Quinana.
Yeah,
hang out there.
The
exactly. Go to the Mitchell.
Yeah, go to the Motorplex tonight. Anyway, maybe not. I've got to go there later this afternoon. So, you know, if we could quicken this up, that'd be good.
Tune in to Leechy tonight at the Motorplex.
Exactly, yeah. Pedal the metal.
Happy International Women's Day to all those beautiful ladies in our lives. And I'm looking at one right now. Lambdog, happy International Women's Day to you.
Thank you so much. I have been waiting for you to compliment me because usually it never happens.
Well, sometimes you do have to compliment. And I thought about that today, Lammy. I thought, well, rather than actually come in and, you know, getting stuck into you for having small hands and small feet, I thought, why don't I actually pay tribute to my work wife.
Okay, great.
All right, so I thought I'd write a poem for you today.
Oh, did you think that all on your own? Amazing.
It's taken me so long to write this poem too because my brain doesn't go quick, so I really do hope that you appreciate this.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Leechy, do we have any music, like a little bit of music underneath me or anything like that?
There you go.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I feel like I'm in France.
Better go to church and confess all my sins. All right.
What?
To Katie, my work wife.
Yes.
I hope we are comrades for life, or until you get a promotion. Our days are always full of fun times and commotion. You bring sunshine and lols to our loyal listeners, and you play along even when I'm trying to dissonance.
It's not bad.
You like to drink beers on Sundays, and then not come to work on Mondays. To your dogs, your mum with chow chow, but at the gym, you like to do leg weights and go pow wow. Your friends and families adore you, even though sometimes we wish we could just ignore you.
This is going to be a nice one.
You play netball, Division 4, but you give it your all. You're a great woman. Special to everyone. I'm lucky to be your friend one. Couldn't actually get anything to sort of rhyme that last
your
bit. But,
friend one.
So to Katie, happy International Women's Day. I don't even mind that you're... hey! Because you're a star, even though you drive a really small, shitty Susanna car.
I've got to give it to him.
Happy International Women's Day, Katie.
Friend one. And my favourite thing about that whole thing is that I actually asked him to write me a poem.
From renowned quizmasters and self-proclaimed movie buffs, Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb, it's time for some fun.
Say hello to my new friend.
I made my family disappear.
You want to kiss my ex?
Right now, it's time for... Friday Lines!
This is a little game that we have been doing for a few weeks now, brought to us by Andrew Embley. End of last year, thought it was so great, we thought, you know what, we need to test Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on their knowledge of games. Friday Lines, it is the best gear that you can get on a Friday, and this is how it works. I'm going to give you guys five movies, quotes from movies, actually from the movie. You guys are going to buzz in with your name as your buzzer.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you're going to have a shot at it. Hopefully it's first to three, but, you know, it's just whoever's going to have the most points after five.
Yeah, because when we created this game, we didn't realise that both Embers and I are terrible at this. Yeah, so we're on our last legs.
I've got an attention span of a four-year-old, and when I have to sit down and watch movies, like it's... What's that that Bluey movie? Like the dogs, you know.
Just
the
Bluey,
Bluey, that's it. Yeah.
This is going to go well, guys. Yeah. This is going to go really well.
Okay, what's the
theme? Today, we're actually just a few days away from the Oscars.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, we had to go.
Oh, Oscar themes.
Oscar.
So movies that have won an Oscar.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So movies that have won at the Oscars. Are you guys ready?
I'm so.
I'm ready.
Buzzing with your name, Embers.
Never been more ready. All right.
Buzzing with your name. Yep. This is Friday Lines number one.
You f*** with. I'm the police. I run s*** here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go on, walk away, because I'm going to burn this f***er down. King Kong ain't got s***
Norm.
On me.
Yeah, go on.
Norm. Hang on a minute, Norm.
Yeah, that's fine.
King Kong?
I mean, it's not the movie King Kong.
Okay, all right. I thought it was King Kong.
Is it Katie?
Yes.
Is it 12 Years a Slave?
Ooh, no, it's not. Denzel Washington's in the film. We're talking mid-90s.
Okay.
It involves something that Embers had to do a lot before a football game as the first word.
Warm up.
Great movie,
stretch,
that one.
Warm. Yes.
Can I just say, I reckon he would have won an Oscar for that performance too, Denzel.
I mean, here's what I'll say right now. This is the one that Joel put forward. In fact, Joel put forward all four of the five. Training Day.
I've never seen it, never heard of it.
I was going to say it. I was going to say Training Day, yes.
Joel, I did and ah about this one and thought, I don't think they're going to get it.
guy.
Can we just do,
it's Denzel Washington. Yes. It's his most famous role, yes, for God's go. Sake.
And can we just do something like, I'll be back?
Friday
can we
line.
Keep it really simple for us?
Friday numpty lines.
This better be simple. Here's Friday right. line number two for you.
Go. Lieutenant Barry, what are you doing here?
Norm.
Yes.
Well. It's that movie with
Hurry up.
Hang on.
Three, two, one.
What's his name? Forrest Gump. It was Forrest Gump.
You got in
Too
late.
Bad.
It was.
Can I have a listen?
No way. It was Forrest Gump.
Lieutenant Dan. Katie. Forrest Gump.
Lieutenant Danvers.
No.
You can't just buzz in.
No.
And then
take
go. And then
I knew
forever.
Who it was, and then it doesn't matter. Katie didn't know it.
Katie 1-0.
Just because it's International Women's Day, don't have to favour her.
This is Friday line
buzzed
number
out,
three.
I don't want to kill you.
Stop, Katie.
What would I do without you?
The Quickly. Dark Knight. Hey. Batman, The Dark Knight, that was such a good movie.
I've never heard of it.
What? You've never heard of The Dark Knight?
Shut up, man.
The Batman film.
Oh, it's with
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, yeah.
Who are you?
Choose it.
I mean,
it's pretty much done.
But let's do number four anyway.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Oh, come on.
Point Break. It's like cliffs on both sides.
I mean,
you gotta paddle to New Zealand.
Think Russell Crowe.
Gladiator.
There we go, folks. Andrew Embley, during that, you look so disinterested, Embers.
Well, that's because I got the first one, Forrest Gump, and then you took the decision away from me.
Ran out of time.
For International Women's Day, Katie Lamb takes it out. Friday lines. Embers is yet to win one in 2024.
No,
women are
one.
Better than men.
He did do one, but... Let's be honest, Embers is just
worst questions.
Garbage.
Who wrote those questions? Hey, how good was it to see football back last night? The Sydney Swans and the Demons. It was an arm wrestle, but we both picked it, Lammy. We thought Sydney would run away with it in the end, and that's exactly what they did.
And how much did they end up winning by, do we know? Because
they ended up 22. Winning by 22.
Oh,
22
wow.
points.
Okay, I said 16, wasn't far off. Sydney were good. They are looking good.
Yep, they are looking good. And you know why they're looking good, right? They're ruckman. Brody Grundy. He has
Very
risen
good.
From the dead.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, right, how this bloke has been feeling the last few years? Mm. Collingwood didn't want him, so they said, you know what, Melbourne, we're going to pay you to have him.
Oh, my God. He got.
So they started paying his contract, right?
Oh,
now, Melbourne,
sad.
After 12 months, go, Brody, we don't reckon you're any good. So we're going to send you to Sydney, right, and Collingwood and Melbourne are going to pay his contract and he's not even playing for them.
Oh, my God. You serious?
You must be feeling pretty ordinary. Well, last night, Lammy, I don't know if you watched the game, but Brody Grundy came out and played the game of his life up against Big Maxi, right? He destroyed Maxi.
He had an absolute field day. And how good would have that felt for him. You know what I mean?
He would have just, honestly, 23 touches. He had 33 hit-outs. He dominated the ruck. He took marks around the ground. But most importantly, the way that he prepared to play against someone that obviously he'd been a teammate with in Max Gorn for the last 12 months, and he just figured him out. And he just looked like he was a young kid running around. And poor old Maxie just looked like that. The game had almost caught up with him.
Well, he had something to prove as well. Melbourne didn't want him either, right? So he's coming on. He's playing for the Swans now against the team that basically got rid of him. It's sort of like when you've broken up with an ex, right? You're like, hey, I just don't think it's working out, hey? And
That's
then they
right.
go, and then all of a sudden they start losing some weight. They start looking good. And then they That's... get a really hot girlfriend. And you're like, hang on a minute. Have I made a terrible mistake?
That's a really good analogy. That's exactly what's happened. He has just been just flicked off by every single girl. Now, like Sydney Sweeney from Sydney just gone, Brody, you're my man.
What was the drama with your wedding?
There's always a drama, Embers. Big or small, what was the drama?
133-53. One,
that's
second
it.
Second or third, it doesn't matter. Because
you would know all about it.
Well, yeah.
You've been to heaps. Mostly your own. So, look, one of my friends, she's getting married soon. She's very, very blasé about organising. She just said, you know what, I'm getting married down south. I don't know what the date is going to be yet,
what
but everyone...
will be.
Exactly.
You know what, just come along. You know what, just how about you just rock up sometime in December next year, and if we're down there, we'll probably just get married the day you're here.
So, basically, she said, my wedding's going to be sometime in 2024, and it's going to be down south. She sent out a save the date without a date. Basically. So everyone's just kind of like, okay, cool. She's
That's
just like, hey,
really
hey, hey, it's going to happen at some point, right?
Yes,
I'm just, I'm getting around to it. Anyway.
Has she got a partner?
She's at least locked that in.
All right, okay,
God.
good, yeah.
So anyway, she finally sent us all through a proper invite with the date and with the location. So it's going to be down south at our beautiful, God, what's it called? The Mealup Farmhouse.
Mealup Farmhouse.
Yeah,
they did gorgeous food there.
Anyway, so we're all like, amazing, great, we've locked it in. And then next minute she gets a call from her sister, and her sister goes, hey, I've just received an invite. What are you doing? And she goes, well, getting married, hopefully. That's the. And she goes, I sent out my invite to my 40th a month ago.
All of the family,
all of my friends have all RSVP'd. I've booked a venue. She's laid down like 10K for her 40th.
Blood sister.
Blood sister. She goes, you can't just do that. I've already locked in this before. And then my friend kicks off and goes, well, mine's a wedding. It's a wedding. And blah, blah, blah.
Takes priority over 40ths.
I know. And then now there's just this big family feud, and there's all this wedding now about my friends. All this drama about my friend's wedding. I'm kind of on the sister's side. Like, hey, how about you flag the date? You got the invite about your sister's 40.
Yeah,
idiot.
I know.
But I wouldn't say that. Luckily, she's probably not. I mean, she might be listening, actually.
There's always dramas, isn't there, eh?
Always a drama about the wedding. Do you have any drama about any of your weddings?
Talking about someone that's had dramas, old Rupi Murdoch, right? You know our mate Rupert, right?
Yeah.
So he's been engaged 5 times, right? Did you know that Rupert, right, he is reportedly engaged for the 6th time right now?
I know. He's 92 and he's getting 92. Engaged to his 67-year-old girlfriend, Alina Zakova.
And I was surprised that his new girlfriend is 25 years younger.
No.
So what does that make her, 85, 90?
But anyway, she's 67.
I just didn't know how. Well, it could be drama.
You're
who
off
knows?
Topic. 133353, what was the drama with your wedding?
Not at all.
Mitch is from Gosnells. Hey, Mitch.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Yeah, Mitch, we are going very well. Tell us dramas about the weddings. What was yours?
We got married, I think it was September. I've already forgotten, so I'm in the bad books for that.
Good start.
Not off to a good start, mate, yeah.
September last year, and we thought, we'd be snazzy and try and show our age, and we got a group of disposable cameras because we didn't want to pay for a photographer.
Yes, nice.
So we did the whole night on the disposable cameras. No one used their phones. A month later, went to get them printed, and not one photo was usable.
Oh, no. What was wrong with them?
They reckon the sun got to them, but we were confident we didn't leave them out. We were in a venue in South Perth, and we thought we did well, but not a single photo.
So not a singular memory of your big day, arguably one of the biggest days of your life.
We got one very sloppy drunk speech on video, and that was it.
I feel like, Mitch, we shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
That was a reception at Sizzler.
I wish we went to Sizzler. I would have got so much cheesy bread.
Oh, yum. I'm hungry. Yum. Good on you, Mitch. All right, let's go to Denise in Woodvale. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Denise. Dramas at weddings. Tell us yours.
Oh, ours was a long time ago. We've been married for years. But we got married at the end of September 30th. Come out, had photos in front of the house, had just rained, so that was fine. Get to the church, everything went well. Come out, it was pouring with rain. We couldn't go to have photos outside. Mm. We had to go to the photographer's studio, and he tells us when we're there that the studio wasn't complete, so we didn't have much option in the studio to take photos.
No. Oh,
anyway, that's not all. Then
we get
to the reception. Thought, lovely reception, everybody there, really good. We'd gone to see a band a few weeks earlier, booked them in and everything, and they were booked in for 6, just for the introduction and everything, and play everything till about 8 o'clock. We get in there, no band.
Oh,
no band. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, so what did they do? Listen to Triple M.
Yeah.
Triple M, Robot's wedding.
No, but it was in Gaddy coming up at 9 p.m.
Yeah. And it, well, it didn't rock up to 8 o'clock.
Oh, oh no. Oh,
far out. It was the worst. I thought, wasn't enough with the rain and the photos, but no band.
Oh, no band.
I can't believe it.
God. I reckon if you paid these two enough, they probably would rock up.
If
to,
I was there, doing, I just would have been beatbox.
You found that out last week.
Yeah. Let's finish off with Brad in Alkimos. Hello, Brad.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, Brad. We're talking about dramas at weddings. Tell us what happened to yours.
Mate, it was a full story. It was back in the 90s. Some old man, it was my auntie and uncle, actually. It was my mum's sister. And to start the day off, Dad was driving the one of the wedding cars, and the groom was in the car, and he was just giving the mother-in-law all the biggins, and basically Dad ordered him out of the car, and he didn't want to go, and he said, no, we won't do anything. And anyway, it all went to poo after that, because one of his brothers was about 18 or 19 at the time, and he put a bit of vodka in the punch, and my sister was about 5 or 6 at the time.
Oh, no.
And, no.
Yeah, and she got into the punch, my sister, and she was extremely drunk. And, Dad to the groom and ruined the day. And, yeah.
What, because you've got a little blind 6-year-old running around? Like,
pretty
I mean,
much.
Good
yeah,
it was, God. Does she enjoy a drink now, or is she of age at least?
She probably drink more than I do, but...
Well, she had an early start, so...
Exactly.
I mean, to be fair... Oh,
yeah, she's 30 now, but...
Hey, Brad, what did the dad do to the groom?
My old man, he give it to him, because the groom was defending his brother, saying, no, he didn't. He admitted that he did do it to a few people, and he was laughing and joking about it and thought he was pretty smug, and so.
Interesting.
Jeepers.
A little bit of drama, a bit of scandal on a wedding day. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Gotta love.
She was pretty bad. I'll forget that. I think I was about 10 years old at the time.
I think I
might have been 96 or 97. So.
Well, it's always good to have a memorable wedding, but that one's memorable for the wrong reasons.
I know you're just 30 now, but is she recovered from what happened to her?
She's still hungover.
Yeah.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
It's fair to say the Southies, they're crawling back slowly but surely. North lead 18-14, but South have had two back-to-backs, haven't they, Embers?
That's right, Katie. It was 18-12 at one stage. The South, they just continue to fight and scratch. They might even be cheating. Who knows? But it doesn't matter, because it's 18-14. If they win today, then suddenly that makes next week game on.
Game on. All right, well, let's see if they can do it again. Representing the North, it's Nikki from Kingsley. Hello, Nikki.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah,
good,
we're
Nikki.
Good, Nick.
You guys have lost the last couple. You're going to have to find a way to bounce back today.
I'll do my best.
She's ready for it. She's ready for it. She's taking on Em from Yanjibup, representing the South. Hello, Em.
Hello.
Can you do it 3 days in a row?
I hope so.
You're on a hat-trick, Em. You ever had a hat-trick before? In anything?
No.
Okay. Well, if
not
your
the
team
best start,
can win today, then that'll be 3 in a row, and you can take credit for it, Em.
Perfect.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Nikki, your buzzer is North. Em, your buzzer is South. First to 2 points is the winner and puts a point on the board for the right side of the river. Question number one.
True or false? Shane Warne has a statue at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
South.
False.
False!
It is at the MCG!
That's correct.
South. Good. Wow, Em, you are just like bang, bang. Friday,
all
bang.
Right.
Had a beer, bang.
You get this one, it's 2-0, and South have got another one. Come on, North, don't give it to them. Question number two. What movie, based on a toy, is up for Best Picture at Monday's Oscars?
South.
For the win.
Barbie.
Oh, my God.
They've done it 3 days in a row. What?
They've done it.
Wow.
It's a hat-trick. It's 18-15. The South have come from the clouds.
Oh, my God. Em, how are you feeling? Wow. You've just made your first hat-trick of your life.
The best.
Hey, Nikki, are you still with us?
Just.
Nikki, okay. Is that buzzer of yours working? Go north.
No, clearly it wasn't working. I knew both answers.
Oh, Nikki, good on you. Thanks for playing. Happy Friday.
You too.
But it does go to South. It goes to M. Wow, Leachy, you're very quiet, aren't you? You don't celebrate for the South, do you?
No.
Wow, M. Hope you're okay. Hope you're okay with Leachy's negativity.
Mm. Yeah, a bit sad.
No, don't worry.
What does she win? I'm the one that's sad about it.
What does she win?
She's won herself e-scooter access at Mandurah Crab Festival. So congratulations for the family. So
hey, you're from Yandurah at the South. That's close to Mandurah, is it?
Exactly right. Yeah,
close enough. Love a challenge, Lammy. So, and I think most people around New Year's will set themselves a resolution, something to do, and I sort of got together with a few mates and also my brothers, and we decided to do a running challenge. So what it involves, right, is that the first week of the challenge, you've got 1 week to run 1 kilometre.
Okay.
That's it, all right? From Sunday to Sunday, you've got 1 kilometre, and it can't be like 2 500s. It has to be 1 kilometre straight.
Right, okay.
Week two, it's 2 kilometres.
Oh, God, okay, yep.
So early on, as you can imagine, it's quite easy, right? But we're up to right now 10 kilometres.
Oh, good Lord.
So the last few weeks, you know how I played that little charity game of football? I got a little bit sore, right? So the last 2 weeks for me has been a bit of a challenge because I've wanted to run, but I've been a bit sore. So, for example, last weekend I had to do 9Ks, right? So I went off for a run. After 1 kilometre, I got so sore, but rather than giving up, because we don't give up, Lammy, we keep going, I walked the next 9Ks. So it took me last week, or the last 8K. So it took me last week, right, about an hour and 25 minutes to run 9 kilometres.
Embarrassing.
It was very embarrassing. But I was feeling pretty good. So today I decided to give 10 kilometres a go.
Yes. How'd you go?
Well, listen, I struggled, and I really did. But this is the thing, right? So I'm doing this challenge with Adam Selwood, all right, a ex-premiership teammate of mine. Paul Medhurst, the great Fremantle docker and played at Collingwood. I was telling him about the idea around Christmas time. He goes, mate, because he lives in Melbourne now, so he does it as well. So he sends through his runs. And my two brothers, my sister-in-law, there's about six of us doing it, right? So today I took off for a run, but I really struggled because I haven't run for the last couple of weeks. So the first, 4 or 5 Ks, I was feeling really good. But then I started to, like those big quaddies of embers, and they just didn't feel like they were moving really well. Now, as I was sort of maybe with 3 Ks to go, right, a big combi van sort of, we're going down I'm down south right at the moment. So I was going down a bit of a no-through road sort of thing. And, these guys were obviously trying to get to the ocean. And they sort of slowed up and they pulled up and they could see I was struggling, right? And these bloody hippies, they said, geez, mate, you really look like you're struggling. And I was like, well, no shit, Sherlock, okay? Like, am I asking you, I don't need your advice. And if I did, what am I supposed to ask you?
Unwarranted feedback.
How to, roll up a rollie, because that's what, you guys have got nothing else to offer but that, right? Okay. So I was like, next time, mate, just, I am struggling. I am trying to get home. I'm trying to do my 10Ks, all right? I've got something to do. At least I'm giving it a go. And that's the moral. That's the advice from Embers. Yeah. Doesn't matter what people say. Doesn't matter if hippie reckons that you're really struggling, because I was.
Yes.
But I was going to do it. And I've done 10Ks today. And I've been exhausted all day. But next week, we go 11Ks and we keep going.
So you didn't ask them for a lift home?
Well, mate, considering what I thought they were smoking, I probably should have got a lift home from them.
One thing I will say is happy International Women's Day, obviously, to all the amazing women out there. We've got many amazing women in our life. But if you want to listen to a beautiful poem written by Andrew Embley about the one and only Katie Lamb.
Just
wow. Well, it was poetic, to say the least.
What we are going to do right now for you.
Yeah.
What? Is we're going to play it for you because those people missed it. No, and this is worth playing again.
No, we're not.
This
we're going to
Emblem
gonna...
Craft 101. Take a listen now. We'll be back right after this.
No,
no,
sweetie,
okay,
this is we'll put it in
all
the
right.
podcast. But
okay.
yes, if you're going to do something like that, tell me in advance so I can have it ready, Mr. Embley.
Oh, it's ready, Leach. You can do whatever
piss
you like,
off.
Mate.
It is not.
Oh, it was very good, though.
Anyway, it was very good. You even managed to rhyme something with friend Juan because you didn't know.
It's friend Juan. Yeah. I am your friend
Juan. Katie, what's for dinner?
I'm having pasta from Pizzacca. Pizzacca in Scarborough.
Lovely.
Check it out. It's amazing.
Embers.
Tomahawk.
Yum!
Mushroom sauce with homemade chips.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's everyone's drooling right now. It's going to be chicken treat at the Motorplex because I'm going to go there right
chicken
now.
Chicken treat. I love chicken treat.
Oh, I love it. Actually, chicken treat are helping us out with something next week called Red Hot Debates.
That does not surprise me, chicken treat.
Listen
help out, us
out for that. A chance to win, I think, $500 every time we play.
Okay.
Next week during the rush hour and in breakfast as well. So, bit of fun.
I'm leaving.
Okay, have yourself a great weekend. Podcast available. Off to the footy next. Bye-bye.
Happy Friday. It's the end of the world
as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.